Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want us to look at Paul's writing in the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verses 23 and 24. The text says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." You know, I have heard from preachers all my life, and I've even been guilty of saying it from the platform, that I invite people to surrender your life to Jesus. You know, Jesus talked about living a life that was full. When I think about surrendering, I picture like the end of a war where somebody's waving the white flag. As a matter of fact, the picture I imagine is, I can picture in the movie The Patriot, where Mel Gibson is holding the white flag, but then the difference when he's holding the American flag, and it's just, I have a different picture of surrender. I picture the end of a war and someone just gives up, that the fight dragged on, that one side surrenders, and there's no good way out of the mess. But you know what's interesting? I can relate to those folks who are losing. I mean, can't you? Truly? Haven't you ever been the person that you just had to surrender and say, okay, I can't do that? I mean, after fiddling around for years or months trying to accomplish something, maybe a career or whatever that may have broken in your life or relationship, and you find yourself alone, you find yourself completely out of options. And you know what happens? We learn that when we turn our eyes to the sky and surrender with a, "Lord, I give up. I've totally messed up this situation. I know you've been waiting for this day a long time, but I accept your forgiveness. I'm totally yours. Whatever happens from here on out, God, I just want to trust you. I know you love me, and it's me, God, just me and you." You know what? I think that's when we get to the point that surrender is such a healthy thing. It is where we lose the fact that we are in charge, and we literally just surrender to a God who can create with his voice and let him take over. But what does it mean to surrender? What does it mean to trust God with everything you are, everything you have, and everything you want to be? Well, I want you to know that I read this the other day, and I thought it was so great. It's called The Total Surrender Contract. And it starts like this. It says, "God, I give myself to you without reservation and surrender to you my will, my mind, my emotions, my body, my plans, my hopes, and my dreams. I give you my home, my marriage, my spouse, my kids, my geographical location, my recreation, my entertainment, and my career. I commit into your hands my success, my failure, my habits, my finances, my problems, my time, my integrity, my character, my attitude, my business conduct and relationships, and my Christian walk and my response to authority." And then it goes on and says, "I am relinquishing the following rights to you, God: my right to possessions, to take up an offense, my reputation, to be loved by others, acceptance from others, to handle or control my addictions, my success, to be right, pleasant circumstances, to presume upon what your will might be for me, to avoid reaping from what I have sown, beauty or strength, change in other people, friendships, or life itself. Lord, I give you permission to do anything you wish with me, to me, in me, or through me." Wow. You know what? When I read that, I thought, I want to print it, I want to sign it, and I want to make this declaration. Because at the end of the day, friend, here's what I know about surrender. I cannot do whatever I do, working with all of my heart, as working for the Lord in my own power. And since you know, Lord, that you will receive this beautiful gift of me surrendering to you, you will in turn give me an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Jesus we are serving. Friend, today, maybe we need a total surrender contract. God bless you. Have a great day, and thanks for joining me on the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.